Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rashad Phillips is the all-time leading scorer at Detroit. The man knows basketball. He's on Twitter at RP3Natural. He joins us now. Rashad, what's happening, man?
What's going on, 2J? I call y'all 2J. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate
you and your time, bro.
Yeah, we appreciate your time and your work and your insight as always. Okay, so the last time we had you on, Rashad, you said on our show that Ja Morant was going to be the Patrick Mahomes of the NBA. Has he lived up to your hopes of him?
Absolutely he has. He's been fantastic from start to finish.
What is it about him? You know, because listen, you played the position. You kind of know what it takes to be a point guard and, you know, how hard it is and how hard it is to sort of adjust to. And for him, you know, and he's a young guy too. You know, he was only in college for 2 years. How has he been able to adjust so quickly and rise to the level that he's at, you know, probably one of the hardest positions in sports?
I think it's a true testament to Ja's work habit. I mean, he loves to work at the game. And then when you just look at the background where he comes from, his father, you know, training him and bringing him up on those type of characteristics. And then when you mix that with the dynamic ability that he's had, that he has, and the characteristics and the, and when you go back to his Murray State days, you look at what he was able to do at such an early age. Again, as a freshman, this was a kid that had tons of responsibility as a point guard at Murray State, and he did a terrific job in doing that. So he had 2 years behind the wheel where he was able to kind of carve out his identity. So once he got to the NBA, he had almost perfected his style of play, which is beating people in transition, using his athletic prowess, his high IQ, and his ability to pass the ball. He's been able to perfect that early on, and now you're seeing it on full display at the NBA level.
You know, he's so much more efficient than I think we thought he would be, and certainly at this stage, right? About halfway through his rookie season, and you're shooting almost 49% from the field. We don't see that from rookie guards, and if you compare it to some of the other, you know, rookie guards who've come in recently, hell, if you even want to take it back to Chris Paul, his numbers stack up against the best. I guess my question to you would be, this development, how fast it's happening, how quickly will he be a superstar, right? The people around here, hey, does it happen in 3-4 years? I don't know. With this IQ, Rashad, it feels like it could happen very early, like it did for Trey.
Yeah, it's going to be early. I'm going to say next season. Look for Ja Morant to be a superstar in the NBA. And also, I want to add to that, the Memphis Grizzlies will be in the playoffs from next year until Ja Morant hangs it up. Like, this is a player that you can put W's behind. I know his statistics are fantastic. He's shooting a wonderful percentage, and that's because his ability to get in the teeth of the defense and make shots in close range as well. But not only that, this is a kid that wins. He loves to win. He's a terrific competitor, and he's a better defender than what people give him credit for. Earlier in the season, we watched him hold Kyrie Irving down in overtime with a blocked shot, sent the game in overtime. So he does a terrific job on the defensive side of the ball. But this is a team, the Memphis Grizzlies, will be in the playoffs next season until Ja Morant retires a Grizzly.
You know, it's interesting that you say that.
I slick believe him.
Well, here's the part.
So
the piece of that is, like, that obviously assumes Ja Morant stays a Memphis Grizzly. And in this sort of day and age, right, where, you know, you see guys want to go, you know, more and more to bigger markets. Like Anthony Davis. Like, New Orleans could not keep Anthony Davis. It does feel like Ja is cut from a different cloth in a way, though, doesn't it?
Yes, you got to look at his roots. His father is old school. So when you look at that, I just look at how Ja is built. He's going to be a kid that is going to embrace. He's already embraced the city. And it's different with point guards. Point guards, don't necessarily need to lead teams because they're the quarterbacks. They don't have to lead teams. It's usually the wing guys that want to change a change of scenery. I look at guys like Trey, Ja Morant, like those cornerstone-type point guards, cornerstone-type quarterbacks, they will not leave their destinations because they've already built that foundation right there. So I don't see Ja Morant leaving because he just does so much. Players are going to want to play with him. He's not going to have to leave. So that's how I see the Memphis Grizzlies. So Ja Morant is in a terrific situation, and I'm excited to see what he continues to do at this level. He's just a dynamic player.
I do wonder this, Rashad, about, you know, athletically, with how high he gets up, with the way he comes down, with how violent, right, how violent like he plays. And for us, having watched Derrick Rose and sort of the greatness we foresaw, and with as fast as he's developing, Rashad, it feels like that sort of injury is the only thing, right, that could be that could sort of keep you away from it, prevent it. Does it concern you? And I don't look, you're not going to change the way he plays, but does the how much of his game is based on that athleticism, does that part concern you?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it does.
It has to, right?
It does concern me.
Yeah, and that's why you take your – you be careful with him, right? It must concern you. It has to if you're front office.
Yeah, it really scares me because he's, like you said, he plays violent and he's so explosive and he's so frail at the same time. He's not even as big as Derrick Rose was. So that's what – that's my only concern is – can he stay healthy because of his style of play? You look at the guys that are kind of in that same dynamic field, John Wall, injury, Derrick Rose, injury. The only guy that's been able to maintain that explosive play is Russell Westbrook, but he's bigger than all of those guys.
Yes, sir.
And they, you know? So,
yeah. Great point.
I mean, and they're still holding him out tonight. Like, for example, like Russ, the Rockets are in town tonight and Westbrook is not playing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing that holds Ja back, but he does everything so well. Like, he just has an understanding of the game, and he plays the point guard position like a 7-8 year vet. And a lot has to do with his mindset. Ja is one of those kids that he isn't afraid of anything. He has that Allen Iverson type of mindset. And that's why I believe he's going to be great for years to come. And that's why I told you guys before, and I stand by it, like Ja Morant and Trae Young are – they're going to be the faces of the NBA, you know, as far as the point guard position, obviously Luka and some other guys. But Ja Morant and Trae Young are the two guys that you're going to have to pattern your games after in order to be able to compete with that type of player for the next 10 years.
Last thing on the Grizzlies before we move on to the rest of the NBA, Rashad, what do you think of sort of the pieces around Ja? Jaren Jackson Jr., you know, Dylan Brooks has really come on lately. Maybe he's going to be that third scorer, the third piece of this. What do you think of the pieces around Ja right now?
I really like the direction that the Grizzlies are going in. Jaren Jackson Jr. is the perfect complementary player. What he brings to the table, he's a good shot blocker. He's a stretch big that can knock down shots, so that pick and roll is really dangerous with him and Ja. I love Dylan Brooks because he's a kid that I love watching play at Oregon. He was a big shot taker, unafraid, and he plays winning basketball. And, you know, just in the future looks bright for the Memphis Grizzlies. Like I said before, I see this team being a top six team in the West for the next 10 years. I truly see that just because you got a guy like Ja, and he makes everyone around him better and comfortable, and he just puts so much pressure on the defense. He's just hard to solve.
We are talking to the great Rashad Phillips here on the show. Follow him on Twitter at RP3Natural. I want to get your thoughts, Rashad, on Kevin Durant. There was obviously there was an interaction he had with Kendrick Perkins last week on Twitter where you know, he feels this need, right, to respond to Kendrick and kind of go in on Kendrick. And I'm just curious, like, as a former player, and I guess everybody's, you know, wired in their own way, but, like, What is the psychology behind Kevin Durant and just his, I guess, urgency and this need to respond to what feels like everybody?
Well, you know, I think Kevin wants to – I think he wants to protect a little bit of his image because he's not playing this year. Usually when you're playing, your play answers the critics for you. But this year that he's sitting out, he can't say, well, I'm averaging 32 a game. He doesn't have that to hang his hat on this season. So now he has to actually use words to get across. And you know, for me, it's unfortunate because, I mean, I love both guys. Kevin Durant is one of the greatest players to ever play the game. And Perkins is a great friend of mine. And I think a lot of people kind of ran with it because what Perk was saying, I totally understand what Perk was saying. And he was saying that, you know, Westbrook is the best Oklahoma City Thunder player ever. And when you look at the stats, you have to side with him. Is Westbrook better than Kevin Durant? No. No. But a lot of Kevin Durant's success has came in another uniform. The championships, the finals MVP. So I think that's what he was trying to say. But, you know, once you put something on Twitter and people run with it and it kind of turns into this flame of fire and it goes every which way. But I love both guys, and I look for Kevin Durant to return next season and be his same dominant player self that he is.
Was Houston a better team with Chris Paul in the sense that now that they have Westbrook, all right, did they go down? You know what I mean? I say that knowing that they're fourth in the standings right now, 26-12.
Yeah.
They are a successful ball club, but I just wonder if in the end they're not regretting making that switch.
I don't think they regret it because I think it's too early to say that. That's a great question after the season.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If they'll regret it at the end of the season.
I don't think they're going to regret it because when you Russell Westbrook is not chopped liver, guys. He's not chopped liver, and I think what he does bring to the table that CP didn't bring to the table is a bigger guard, and he was more durable. Chris Paul's durability has always been an issue late in the season.
Very true.
That's just a fact. That's not my opinion. So when you look at it from a GM standpoint, you want to see the guys that's going to be durable. And Chris Paul blew out a tire against Golden State.
Absolutely.
I mean, we saw it. So if Chris Paul had the durability, maybe they would have kept him. But I just didn't see him and James Harden really being able to coexist as good as Westbrook and Harden, because Westbrook and Harden are both California kids. They're friends. I don't think Harden and CP really saw eye to eye, and we saw them have some bickering on the sideline, which is normal in basketball. But I just think Harden didn't fully accept Chris Paul the way that the media, the fans wanted him to. So he's doing a terrific job in OKC. I like Westbrook in Houston, and we're going to talk soon on that one.
Mm-hmm. We are, of course, talking to Rashad Phillips, one of the greats all time at Detroit, and you should absolutely be following him on Twitter because the man just he sees the future. While we're on that subject, I want to ask you about a couple prospects. One that still plays for the University of Memphis and one that used to. Precious Achiuwa is just tearing up college basketball right now. I think he's got 9 straight double doubles for the University of Memphis. He's super active, super athletic.
Yeah.
What do you think of him? Is he a surefire lottery pick? Could he go top 10? Mm-hmm. What do you see in Precious Achiuwa?
I really like his versatility. He has a terrific motor. He's one of those kids that never get tired. The versatility, he can shoot a little bit. He can defend. He's a good athlete. So he's one of those versatility guys in the NBA. I'm going to call this draft a utility draft. There's not a lot of superstar, quote unquote, but there's a lot of guys that you can add to your team to help you. And I believe that's what Precious will bring at the next level. I see him as between a 13th and an 18th pick. I see him in that range, and he will be one of those guys that will be able to get after point guard, shooting guards, wings. He's just a multifaceted type of player, and I really love watching him play.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. That was on display a little bit on Sunday in Tampa. And then James Wiseman, obviously, yeah. Memphians are very disappointed that he is no longer on the team. He's preparing for the NBA draft there in Miami. Is he a number one overall pick to you? Like, what have you heard? What do you see? What do you
mm-hmm.
think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the NBA personnel that I've spoken with, are everybody has them tagged in the top three. The number one pick is going to come down to LaMelo Ball or Wiseman, and also the team that has to draft number one. Mm-hmm. I believe this draft is about fit instead of just trying to grab the best talent available. So you look at the Golden State Warriors. If the Golden State Warriors get the number one pick, I think it's a no-brainer
right.
that they take Wiseman, because to me, Wiseman reminds me a lot of a young David Robinson when he played at Navy. He's extremely agile. He can run the floor. You can tell he's gonna grow into that body. He still has that little kid frame. He's gonna grow into that. He's 7'1", and you put him with the Golden State Warriors. Now you have that rim runner, that rim protector, and he's not gonna have a lot of stress playing with Curry and Klay and those guys.
Yeah, no. Nah,
Rashad, I'm going to ask you a selfish one real fast. As a Bulls
sure.
fan growing up, why isn't
sure.
that – why aren't they, with a bunch of young pieces, right, that I think mm-hmm. the answer is maybe it's the way it's put together, but why don't they look like a Grizzlies team? You know what I mean? A young team that you
yeah.
can sort of see the potential in. Why haven't we seen the potential with
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
Bulls squad that's sitting at 14-27?
Yeah. I got two answers for you. I'm going to give you one simple one. There's
uh-huh.
no Ja Morant on that team.
Well, I got you.
That's the simple one. The second – answer is that you look at the Chicago Bulls, they play rebellious basketball. And when you play rebellious basketball, it usually leads to you not winning games.
Oh, it's a mess. Yeah.
So there's something, there's an undertone there in Chicago that hasn't been addressed yet.
Ugh, yeah.
And that's why that team is underachieving, because they have the talent, like you said. Kobe White is terrific. My favorite rookie outside of Cam Reddish and Ja Morant is Daniel Gafford.
Mm-hmm. He's played well.
He's played terrific. So they have the makeup. Zach LaVine is a top 20, top 25 player in the league. They have the makeup to be a really good team in the East, and they have not performed. There will be some changes made after this season in that front office because that team is too talented to not be winning, and they're playing rebellious basketball, and that's the answer. That's what's going on there in Chicago.
Bro. Appreciate the insight, brother.
Hey, Rashad, this is great as always, man. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me. It's always a wonderful time to be on the show, your wonderful platform, man. Anytime you guys need me on the show, please reach out, man. Thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure.
You got
appreciate
it, man.
You,
talk to you soon, man.
Talk soon.
Yep, he is Rashad Phillips. Really, really good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.